Good morning. Try it once again. Everybody say good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. Please stand either in body or in spirit for the call to worship. God be gracious to us and bless us and make your face to shine upon us.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. May God continue to bless us.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let us worship God. Let us unite in this historic confession of the Christian faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe the one holy Catholic Church.
Apostolic Church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the
Let us pray. All nations on earth shall bless you, O God, for you have redeemed your people and brought them new life. Through Christ, you have caused your word to shine on the just and the unjust. By your Spirit, all those who believe know your saving power. We come confessing that Christ is our Savior. We give you all glory for your gift of redeeming grace. Amen. Please be seated.
It is a very special and high privilege that we are here to witness the baptism of Elijah Ray Torres. And so I will ask his parents at this time and Elijah to come forward. We will be using the insert that is printed in your bulletin for this part of the service.
I present Elijah Ray Torres for baptism.
Gabriel, Ashley, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Will you nurture Elijah in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? To our sponsors, parents and grandparents and an aunt, is that right? Okay. Will you, who sponsor Elijah, support and encourage him in his Christian life? Your response is, I will. And to you, my brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, do you reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people.
Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and he who receives it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Hey, big boy. Hi. There we are.
Elijah, Ray, Taurus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. I love it when they quiet down when I hand them away. Now it is our joy, brothers and sisters, to welcome our new brother in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Elijah to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, as members share with you in the body of Christ and in his congregation in the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministry of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our goodness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
The God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, we're going to sing a lullaby song. It's printed at the bottom of your bulletin insert. And I want you to pay a special attention to the words. The choir will help you learn the music, but if you will focus on the words, I think they sum up what we have just witnessed. So let us sing together. Elijah, Elijah, God claims you. God helps you, protects you, and loves you too. Yeah. Elijah, I want you to look at all these wonderful people, because they've just promised to help you grow and to be a Christian and to serve God. And they've made the promise that they're going to help you do that so that you don't have to do it all by yourself. But they promised to be with you. Okay? So, I know. That's all right. That's all right. That means he's got good lungs and he's going to be a good singer. Right? See all these wonderful people? Yes. Yes. These are just great folks. And they love you. And they're so happy that you're here. And that you're going to be involved in a church where you live. And that your mom and your dad and your aunts and uncles and grandparents have all promised they're going to take care of you. So that's pretty neat, huh? Okay, he was looking for his thumb a few times.
Now, you guys ought to be ashamed of yourself. Look how small he is, and you can hear him all over the church. That's a real blessing. I'm going to be doing a reading from the 67th Psalm. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God. We come to the time in our worship where we invite you to share those concerns that are on your heart, prayers for yourself, for your well-being, prayers for your family, prayers of intercession, prayers for the church. And we invite you to share those. You are welcome to come forward. If you would prefer, you may lift your card and the ushers will bring it forward on your behalf. And as we enter into this time of prayer, I invite you to join with us as we sing together, You Are Mine.
My voice is like you as my choice. Be still and know.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. You put a song in our hearts, O God. Our lips praise your name. The ordeals we face are nothing compared to the blessings you have in store for your people. If we are cast down, let it be because we seek to follow your way. You have sent Jesus Christ into the world to make known your will. He calls us and names us as your chosen people. Made right by his atoning sacrifice, we face boldly the tasks assigned to us. Give us courage as we translate our confession into acts of reconciling love. Let us not be afraid to follow the example he set before us, but rather be encouraged by his intercession on our behalf. We submit our lives to you, yoked in harmony with what you command us to do. May our actions be an outburst of praise to your name, and our thoughts be in tune with the harmony you seek among the nations. Guide and protect, we pray, those who have been called to ensure peace and harmony in our world. May we and they know your peace in our day. We yearn to be filled with the embracing of your Spirit, with our senses dulled by decisions that demand our attention. We need to be focused on what you want us to do. Give us some discipline to determine your desire, and equip us to fulfill your expectations of us. O Lord, our hands droop at times when they should reach out to help others, and our knees become weak when our feet seek your straight path. Jar us out of our listless ways and enliven us with your quickening power. When we are short-sighted or misuse your grace, chasten our choices by your judgment and replace our schemes with your design for our lives. Deliver us from the undue need to control our own destiny and from anxiety when our fate is uncertain. Prepare us to be responsive to the counsel of your Spirit and thereby be led to new ventures of faith. May we who are your flock find our dwelling in your goodness, O God, and secure in your love, find boldness to serve others. As you have so richly blessed us, may we in gratitude strive to be a blessing to others. It is in your most holy name that we pray. Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward to receive the morning offering? As they come forward, we bring our offerings that truth may prevail and love flourish among us. Let us be honest before our Creator as we respond in gratitude for God's blessings. Let our gifts be a genuine expression of love for sisters and brothers who need the help we can give. Sharing is a privilege and a blessing. Let us pray. For your witness to humankind in Jesus of Nazareth, we give thanks. For the peace your Holy Spirit brings, we rejoice. For your truth that persists and will not let us live comfortably in our deceit, we are grateful. For your compassion that bids us share the bounty you provide, we pledge our loving care and concern. Walk with us day by day. Amen.
Please take a moment to greet each other in the name of Christ. I cannot talk him. I just need to remember what's next. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Got it?
I hope so, if I can find a Bible. Hey, guys. Thanks for your help today. God's peace be with you. God's peace be with you. I did forget to bring my Bible in here. That's exciting. The gospel this morning is taken from the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify thee. Since thou hast given him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I glorify thee on earth, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory which I have with you before the world was made. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave to me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept my word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words which you gave me, and they have received them and know in truth that I come from you. And they have believed that you did send me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those who you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and all yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. The question I would pose this morning is this: why should God bless us by answering our prayers? If God says yes to our prayers, what does he receive from his acts of mercy and kindness to us? Does he receive anything? Or do we just continue to go on our way, never taking the time to give him praise and honor for what he has done? It's as if he owed it to us. Would we be like the 10 lepers Jesus healed? Only one returned to offer him praise. God does answer prayers. That is not what we are questioning. The question better for us this morning and before us is this: why should God answer our prayers?
What's in it for him?
I'm referring to prayers that are prayed mostly for our own needs and our own desires. What causes God to answer these types of prayers when there are multitudes of people all about us who are in a much worse need of God to bless them rather than blessing us? But look at the prayer request found in Psalm 67 that Bill read for us. Verse 1 says, O God, bless us. Be merciful to us and cause his face to shine upon us. Doesn't that sound a lot like our praying at times? Oh God, bless our four and no more. How many times do we pray, Oh God, bless me and mine. Watch over me. Heal me. Make a way for me. Provide for me. It's me, 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 and me. Several years ago, Bruce Wilkinson wrote a relatively small book entitled The Prayers of Jabez. That book stayed on the New York Times best-selling list for quite a while. It was at that time what the book The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren is today. It was that popular. Wilkinson brought before millions of readers a man named Jabez. He is mentioned in just two verses in the Old Testament. We do not know exactly whose son he was or what he did either before or after this prayer. He is just suddenly mentioned in the scripture. 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would wonderfully bless me and help me in my work. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all evil and disaster. And God granted him his request. Jabez's prayer sounds a lot like the prayer in Psalm 67. And to be truthful, it sounds much like some of our prayers. What does God think about such self-centered requests? If we go back to the Old Testament book of Numbers, we find that God commanded Aaron and his sons, the priests, to speak these words before the people. I'm reading from the 6th chapter, verses 23 through 27. The Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Those words sound a lot like the prayer of Psalm 67 and also the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles. In each one of our lives, God has done wondrous things, just like he did for Jabez. Let's look back at Psalm 67 and let's see exactly what the person praying did not ask for. He did not pray for things so that he would not have to go to work or work less. He did not ask for things that would make him to be envied by others. He did not ask for things so he could be a blessing unto others. Although that one really doesn't sound all that bad. Although the one praying did ask for God to bless him, here is the reason he desired for God to bless him. And my brothers and sisters, here is the key that causes God to move and answer our prayers. Reading from the Common English Bible, Let God grant us grace and bless us. Let God make his face shine upon us so that your way becomes known on earth, so that your salvation becomes known among all the nations. Let the people thank you, God. Let all the people thank you. Let the people celebrate and shout with joy because you judge the nations fairly and guide all nations on the earth. Let the people thank you, God. Let all the people thank you. The earth has yielded its harvest. God blesses us. Our God blesses us. Let God continue to bless us. Let the far ends of the earth honor him. The writer promised to exalt God, to glorify God. Back to our original question. Will we glorify God when he answers our prayers? Will we be a blessing to others as God has blessed us? This was the spirit of the Apostle Paul, who wrote in his letter to the church at Philippi. I'm reading from Philippians 1st chapter, verses 18 and following. I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul's entire purpose was to exalt and glorify and magnify God, even in his sufferings. Even in bonds, he was known as one that gave God praise and exaltation. You will recall the account in the 16th chapter of Acts that when he was placed in prison in Philippi, at midnight, Paul praised God and rejoicing in song. In his pain, he exalted God. And that is what God wants from us. Not our possessions or treasures. God wants you and me. When he has us, he has everything that is part of us. There is no better life than the life that is given to exalt, to glorify, and to bless God. In my life, Lord, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. In our church, Lord, be glorified in our church, Lord, be glorified today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Gifts, many the words. One cup of blessing which we bless.
And we,
oh many, throughout the
earth,
we are one body in
this
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him and earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. In love you made yourself for us, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, your love remained steadfast. You bid your faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Easter feast, that renewed by your word and sacraments and fervent in prayer and works of justice and mercy, we may come to the fullness of grace that you have prepared for those who love you. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to redeem the world. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in our likeness. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. He took upon himself our sin and death and offered himself a perfect sacrifice for the sin of the world. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. It is a very special privilege for me to invite the members, the graduates now, of our certified lay ministry program to serve you today. They will be offering you the bread and the cup. Sandy, the body of Christ, broken for you. Mike, the bread of Christ. Steve, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Amen.
Nicole, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Thank you.
This is the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. I've just got all over the place, I'm sorry. No, because we're going to exchange communion with me. See, this is the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Erwin, this is the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. See why I didn't notice you. You're in the wrong place. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Thank you. This is the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. And this is the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. You can dip the bread into the juice, or you can drink from it, which you want to do. And just dip it in. Bless you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. One of the songs that we love to sing that talks about blessings and being blessed is the hymn Blessed Assurance. We will be singing only the third stanza, but I invite you to stand as we sing together. And now go forth in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be a blessing to all who you meet this week. And in blessing others, may God truly bless you. Now go forth in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Send us out to proclaim.